Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
We are off and running between Auburn and Central. The varsity girls are up first. The boys are to follow. Auburn High moving left to right on your radio dial as Central will be moving right to left. Tigers wearing their home whites with the blue tiger paw on the front. The black numbers on front and back. Brooke Coleman tries to knock it down from 18 feet. Can't do so. It's Brantley Winfrey on the offensive board and banks it off the glass to send Auburn up 5-2. It's the Central Red Devils and their road blacks. They've got Central written in red and cursive across the chest and the red numbers on front and back with the red checkerboard down the side into the lane. Wild layup attempt won't go. Puck from behind on the putback attempt by Brantley Winfrey, and the Tigers are looking to run. 5-2 Auburn leads just a minute in to the opening quarter. It's Daly Alsobrook. She lost it as the Tigers were trying to take advantage of a man advantage. Jacob Gaunt's with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being here on a Friday night between Auburn and Central. Area 4 play on the Auburn High Sports Network. Red Devils have it in the half court. Moving right to left on your radio. Dial Hallman nearly knocks it out of bounds. They both go flying for it, but it's able to be corralled. It's Garrett Griggs at the top. We'll get you starters in just a second. First stoppage of play will kind of help you out. Five starters on the floor. It's Kalia Tolles, Brantley Winfrey, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, and Antoinette Morgan. It's Brantley Winfrey who pulls down the missed three from the right-hand side. 5:30 to play in the opening quarter. It's Brooke Coleman off the right side. Cross-court pass. She finds Winfrey in transition. The three won't fall. And the clear by Jabriah Lindsay. She pushes ahead, gets past one, spins around another, gets to the bucket. Good looking shot, just wouldn't fall. And Antoinette Morgan is able to find her point guard, Kalia Tolles, on the clear. 5-2 Auburn. 5:10 to play, first quarter. Between Auburn and Central, Tigers looking to win the area tonight. Central trying to keep it alive. Antoinette Morgan down low, spins and lays it in with the foul. A three-point play for Antoinette Morgan sends Auburn up 7-2, can make it 8 at the free throw line. Starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Again, the five starters for Auburn tonight. Kalia Tolles at the point. Her two guards next to her are Brooke Coleman and Daly Alsobrook, as Antoinette Morgan, the starting center, will knock it down in the three-point play. And Brantley Winfrey is out there as well. Central stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Didn't see it. Doesn't matter. Tigers force a turnover, moving left to right. As we look at it, it's Kalia Tolles. Auburn leads 8-2. First quarter in the varsity girls game here on a Friday night at Auburn High School. Kalia whips it into the lane and knocked out by Central, and they're able to run away with it. And then Brooke Hallman steals it. One-on-one in the front court. Hallman crossover dribble off the left side. Works her way to the basket. Throws it up short. Pulls down her own board. Threw it up again. Maybe got bumped. No call. And we play on. Central is off and running once again. It is into the lane. They throw around Antoinette Morgan. Threw up a wild shot, and Morgan's going to get called for the foul. Good effort by Jabriah Lindsay to run right into the teeth of the defense and earn her way to the free throw line. The five starters for Central tonight. It is Debraya Lindsay, who is wearing number 12 at the free throw line. Also number 15, Gabrielle Walker. Kendria Mebuge at number 10. Garrett Griggs, who wears number 2 for the Red Devils. And Danica Todd was the fifth starter. She has since subbed out, wearing number 22 for Auburn High School. Same five stay on the floor for the Tigers. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, champions of you, a proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Off the miss free throw, as Lindsay was able to knock down the first, not able to knock down the second. Tigers now have it, and they're in the front court. And Brooke Coleman tried to lead Kalia Tolles and led her just a little bit too much out of the fingertip reach of number 1 and white. It's a turnover for Auburn. 4:10 to play in the opening quarter. Tigers lead 8-3 in the varsity girls game over Central Phoenix City. It's Griggs off the left side. Now it's Lindsay who stands at the point, standing wide open on the low block. Antoinette Morgan left her own. She couldn't make up for it, and the layup is good on the second attempt. Just standing wide open by 10 in black, just standing wide open. Nobody knew where she was. Now it's Alsobrook in the half court. We're moving left to right. Tigers lead by 3 over Central. 3:40 to play, first quarter. Alsobrook thought about the three. Now she'll cut into the lane and pull it back out. Cross-court pass finds Brantley Winfrey, who dribble baseline. Layup no good. Put back attempt won't go off the backboard and cleared by Central. Auburn's getting good looks early, just can't get them to fall. They lead 8-5 over Central, 3:20 in the first quarter. Ahead now for Griggs, left wide open in the corner, left it short. And Braylee Winfrey, on a diving attempt, is able to save it from going out of bounds. Here comes Kalia Tolles, all the way to the lane, throws it off the backboard, no, and able to pull down her own board thanks to the tip from Brooke Coleman. Loose ball in the lane, and Central comes up with it. They're looking to run. They have numbers if they want it. 3-on-1, and she threw it behind her. Threw it behind the outreached arm of Madison Fuller, who's newly in the game, and it's a turnover on the Red Devils. Auburn high basketball. 8-5, Auburn leads. 3 minutes exactly in this opening quarter. Antoinette Morgan will sit down. Her sub, Jordan Cobb. They'll go in and out all night long. Will 24-11 in white as Jordan Cobb steps on the floor for the first time. 3-point lead for Auburn. 2:50 to play in the first quarter. It's Kalia Tolles orchestrating the offense at the top. They'll work it around the perimeter and get it over to Daley Alsobrook. She's on the far side of the floor, stands in front of that central bench as more people continue to flood into Auburn High School Gymnasium. How about Alsobrook with a corner three?
3-point field goal,
Daley Alsobrook knocks it down. Tigers lead 11-5. Central pushes off the made basket, gives Griggs a chance to respond, can't do so, and Hallman pulls it down. Ahead for Braylee Winfrey, tipped by a Red Devil, loose ball to Winfrey. Now it's in the corner, Alsobrook again, and in and out for Daley Alsobrook. Hit every part of the rim, but Braylee Winfrey comes up with the board. Hallman, pump fake, another shot for Daley, in the corner, you bet! Daley Alsobrook knocks down another, her best start of the year so far, and the Tigers lead Central 14-5. Timeout on the floor. They're brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 14-5 Auburn leads with 2:03 in the first. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Daley Alsobrook has hit three threes in this opening quarter for Auburn, and that's helped them climb out to a 9-point lead. 14-5 is their lead over Central with under 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Red Devils have it in their half court over in front of the Auburn High bench across the gym from us. Into the lane, bump, bucket, foul. It was Jabriah Lindsay who gets another trip to the free throw line. She's got three so far and can make it four. For number 12 in black, a 24 points per game scorer. She is the offense for this Central Lady Red Devils. Can't knock it down at the free throw line, though. And Braylee Winfrey is able to get it into the hands of Brooke Coleman off the miss. 1:40 to play, first quarter. Tigers are up 14-7 over the Red Devils. Auburn leading Central. Kalia Tolles gets the screen from Winfrey. She'll hand it off to Brooke Coleman on the right side. Crossover dribble stuck on by Lindsay. Coleman trying to shake her, can't do so. She'll find it to her point guard, Kalia Tolles, who will reset inside the circle of the blue and white Auburn High A. Works her way to the left side. Now it's in the hands of Alsobrook. She'll throw a softball pass from one side of the floor to the near side of the floor. It's Coleman, finds a cutting Braylee Winfrey. One dribble, lost it, and goes out of bounds. It was saved by Central into the hands of Auburn. They work it around the perimeter. Coleman takes a contested three, can't bank it home, and pulled down by Griggs, fought for by Griggs and Gabrielle Walker. Good defense from Central so far on that possession and in this first quarter, other than Daley Alsobrook just being smoking hot from behind the three-point arc. Under a minute to play, first quarter, Auburn leads Central 14-7. Trying to work it into the corner. And believe that got tipped by Daley Alsobrook. It did. And it went out of bounds. It'll be... I thought it was going to be Central basketball. Then Brooke Coleman stepped on the baseline like it was Auburn ball, and she was politely asked to move since it is Central basketball. Griggs to inbound right side on the far corner and able to get it in to their leading scorer, Jabriah Lindsay. She wears 12 in black. She's on the right volleyball line. She'll be guarded by Brooke Coleman once she advances, and she does. 35 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Devils working around top of the semicircle for Griggs. They'll put it to the right-hand side, guarded by Holman. Now into the far corner in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett of Auburn High School. Puts the ball on the floor. It is Madison Fuller, guarded by Brooke Coleman. They dump it down inside. Lindsay works her way to the bucket, but it won't fall, and pulled down by Brooke Coleman. Tigers have 18 seconds, and they find Brooke Coleman ahead. Goes all the way up with the left hand and couldn't get it to fall. Jordan Cobb came flying in for the board, was taken to the ground. Believe it's Madison Fuller who did, and that should be a foul on Central Phoenix City. Something you just don't see all that often is Brooke Coleman unable to connect on an open layup. She'll go take a seat on the bench with 12.6 to play, and Anavia Nelms is in the ballgame wearing two and white for the first time. Tigers have 12.6. It'll be Kalia Tolles to inbound. Finds Anavia Nelms at the point. Now Tigers have 10. Down to 9, into the 8, into the hands of Kalia Tolles. They'll hand it off to Winfrey with 6. She'll turn the corner with 5. Dump to the corner with 3. Alsobrook has it with 2. Doesn't see the clock. Denver never saw the clock. Daly Alsobrook was looking to run offense and had no idea what the clock said. Either way, it's 14-7 Auburn as we head to the second quarter. The Tigers lead the Red Devils of Central. Second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
14-7 is Auburn's lead over Central in the varsity girls game as we are just underway in the second quarter between the Tigers and the Red Devils. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Friday night with us on 96.3 W Lee. It'll be the Red Devils in the half court moving right to left on your radio dial. Lindsay, tough floater and jumper from the 18-feet mark on the baseline and airballed it with Anavia Nelms all up in her face, and the Tigers will bring it up the floor left to right on your radio dial. Tolles will turn into the lane, get stopped, bouncer off the backboard, and no, they're going to call Kalia Tolles on a push-off offensive foul. The defender went flying, she sold the call, and she got it. That's an offensive foul on Kalia Tolles. Want to let you know that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Central works it to the corner. It's Lindsay. Back iron three. And the Red Devils track it down. It was Madison Fuller. They did that a lot in the first game, the first time these two teams met back in the early January. And Central's got it now in the half court. Looking straight ahead. We're just a minute in to the opening quarter. Lindsay on the floor. Floater from 4 feet won't go. Pulls down her own board. And the putback is good over Jordan Cobb. Lindsay is up to 5 so far for the Red Devils. They've cut it within 5 of Auburn as Kalia Tolles will walk it across half court. She waves somebody out. It was Anavia Nelms to go from the left side of the floor to the right side of the floor. And it's Kalia Tolles now still remaining at the point. 6:35 to play. Auburn hasn't done much. Now it's back to Kalia Tolles after a handoff for Anavia Nelms. This defense for Central, it's an extended 2-3 zone, and all they've done is stop Auburn. And now Braylee Winfrey gets into the lane. She lost it but was fouled by Lindsay on a poke-in foul on Central. Auburn's got to find a way either get it back in the hands of Daly Alsobrook, who had three big threes in that first quarter, as Daly Alsobrook will sub out. So guess we won't go to her for a few minutes. Jordan Cobb will take a seat as well. Brooke Coleman, Antoinette Morgan are back in the ballgame. Kalia Jones on the inbound to Brooke Coleman and clanks the three-pointer from the corner, but Braylee Winfrey's there to grab the board. It falls out of bounds. It is off of Central. It will remain Auburn High basketball. 14-9 is Auburn's lead over Central, 6:20 in the second quarter. Tigers trying to win area four. Central trying to stay alive, and it's Antoinette Morgan who lays it in off the inbound from Kalia Tolls. Morgan's got five, and Tigers lead by seven. Lindsay now surges ahead into the lane, throws up a wild shot. A lot of contact. Fans are behind me, wanted it, didn't get it. Falls out of bounds. Who is it off of? They're going to say it stays with the Red Devils. And a sub comes in. Daly Alsobrook had a very quick sit as Kalia Tolls will sit down. The five on the floor for Auburn. Daly Alsobrook, Anavia Nelms, Brooke Coleman, Braylee Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan. Off the inbound, Lindsay straight away. Three, can't get the roll, and Morgan clears. 16-9. Auburn leads. We're under six to play in the second quarter. Nelms, open quarter three. She got it! And Navia Nelms knocks it down. Central left her open, and she told them why they shouldn't. It's 19-9. The Tigers have their largest lead of the game. 5:40 to play in the second quarter. And then Navia Nelms is called on the reach-in foul across the floor in front of her own head coach and in front of her own bench. How about Navia Nelms? That's a big-time shot off the bench from the 5'7 junior guard who is in for Kalia Tolls at the moment. She comes in and is really a good flex piece. You can kind of put her in for any of the three main guards that you play, Kalia, Brooke, and Daly. Of course, Braylee Winfrey more of a guard slash forward. And she is able to grab the rebound off of the miss from Jabriah Lindsay. Ball hits the floor, rolls out of bounds. They're going to say it's off the foot of a Tiger. So it'll stay with Central Phoenix City, 19-9. Auburn leads Central Varsity Girls game 5:27 in the first half. Creates to inbound, left side underneath, kicks it to the corner for Lindsay. Crossover dribble on Nelms. She'll be doubled up by Daly Alsobrook. And then she'll pull it back out to the volleyball line. They'll find Griggs standing at the top. Looks for the screen, doesn't get it. Now they work it to the left-hand side, trying to go down low for Lindsay. Tigers seal it off. Now it's Lindsay in the left-hand corner. She's guarded by Braylee Winfrey. Dribbles baseline, cut off, and then stolen by Brooke Coleman. Defensive stand for Braylee Winfrey and the pickpocket by Brooke Coleman. Tigers have a 10-point lead with five to go in the second quarter. Hallman at the top, big screen by Morgan. Gets into the lane, hands off for Alsobrook. Screen from Hallman. Alsobrook wants another one, and the heat check three won't go. But it's Braylee Winfrey with another rebound. Her multiple rebounds in this first half. And then they're going to say turnover on Auburn down low. Didn't see if it was a step out of bounds on the baseline. Maybe a double dribble on Braylee Winfrey. Either way, it is a turnover for Auburn. But we lead by 10 with 4:40 to play in the second quarter. Tigers lead the Red Devils. Central has it in the half court. Patient on offense. Going to let it fly from three. A wild shot from the right-hand wing with Madison Fuller hitting nothing but the backboard. And then the Tigers throw it over, trying to get it ahead to Brooke Coleman. This is what we've seen a lot of this week for Auburn, trying to be a little over-aggressive, trying to hit the home run play every single time. And it's led to a ton of turnovers for Auburn on Monday against Opelika and on Tuesday against Benjamin Russell, something you cannot do if you're trying to win an area, host an area, and try to make a run in February in the postseason. Now it's Central, has it in the half court. They work it around the perimeter. It's off the right side, bounce pass into Lindsay. Shoved off Brooke Coleman, no call, and she lost it in the lane. And Brooke Coleman's hurt. I'm telling you, Lindsay put an elbow into Brooke Coleman, and she is bent over underneath the basket right now. Hope she's okay. A powerful move by Jabriah Lindsay, and Brooke Coleman took a shot, so hopefully she's okay. She's down on a knee underneath the basket. Trainer comes out. Head coach Courtney Pritchett comes out as well. 4:04 in the second quarter. Auburn up by 10, and Hallman able to walk it off. Hopefully it was just a gut shot and able to kind of walk that one off. That's a player you cannot afford to lose. If your head coach, Courtney Pritchett in Auburn High School, she takes a seat yet to score tonight for Brooke Hallman. Hasn't had to yet. Auburn leads by 10 thanks to 9 first quarter points by Daly Alsobrook. So Kalia Tolls will sub back into the ballgame. A four-guard set for Auburn. Braylee Winfrey with the left-hand dribble, and she gets cut off in the semicircle. She swings it to Daly Alsobrook, nearly turned it over, able to save it. It's Winfrey, corner three, and in and out. Off the front side of the rim, Anavia Nelms is able to pull down the board. The shot attempt was blocked by the rim and out of bounds on Nelms. It is Central basketball. Other than Daly Alsobrook, just not a whole lot of offense, not a whole lot of shot-making happening right now for this Auburn High team. and I have to get going. You're up by 10, but don't want to take your foot off the gas just yet. 3:35 in the second corner. It's Auburn 19 and Central 9. Tried to change that straight away was Kalia Moore with a three. She couldn't get it to fall. The putback attempt by Central wouldn't go. And Navia Nelms pulls down the board, trying to rip it away underneath. Was 14 in black. And the jump ball was forced. The possession arrow does go to Auburn High School. And stands are continuing to fill up inside this gym. I imagine by the time the varsity boys game starts, it will be packed out with all the standing room only spots on each side of the gym, on each baseline up top. As Auburn High, the floor sits down in the hole. It's really, really nice in here on the campus of Auburn High School. Auburn leads by 10 with 3:15. Hallman dumps it down low. Good to see her back in the ball game. Tried to dump it down to Brooke Coleman. And a jump ball is forced. It goes back to Central. So again, Brooke Coleman, after having to sub out quickly for what appeared to be taking a shot down low with an elbow to the stomach, she is back in. And Auburn leads by 10 with 3 minutes to play. Central's got it in the half court on the right-hand wing. It's in the hands of Kalia Moore. Auburn throws the double. Picks up her dribble. Jump ball is forced. How about that? Tigers force the third straight jump ball in possession. Arrow goes back to Auburn. And it's another possession for the Tigers with 2:54 to play in the second quarter. We're up by 10. Again, first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Daly Alsobrook penetrates the lane and lays it in with the right hand. She can knock down threes and she can get layups as well. Daly Alsobrook has now, let's see, had 9 points in that first quarter. She's got now 2 in this second quarter, and Central turns it over. Now it's 21-9. Tiger Lee, Kalia Tolles walked into a three, then goes into the lane, lost it and traveled. Yep. Went up for the shot, had it blocked, maybe could have called a jump ball, but I think travel's the right call, and Kalia just got caught in the air. Good defensive play by the Red Devils, and that's a turnover on Auburn. 2:23 to play in the first half. Auburn leads 21-9. Again, Daly Alsobrook had 9 in the first quarter. She's got 2 here in the second to make her a double-digit scorer. The only one so far in the ballgame. Tigers' offense been a little slow, but it's been the defense that has made this game run away. And it's another steal for Auburn. Kalia Tolles finds Jordan Cobb. Jump stop on the baseline and gets it to go. Jordan Cobb gets it to go off the feed from Kalia Tolles. And the Tigers are up 23-9 with under 2 to play in the first half. Lindsay penetrates the lane, kicks to the three in the corner, way off the top of the backboard, and Central pulls down the board. It was 14, and Black tried to put it back up and then was fouled by Kalia Tolles. That is her second, and that's one thing we've seen Kalia get in trouble with in these past couple of games, has been foul trouble for the 5'7 senior, so keep an eye on that. That's her second foul for number one in white. So two shots for Central. They trail your Auburn High Tigers 23-9 in the first game of the night. Second meeting between these two squads this season, as that one is no good off the back iron for Central. First time these two teams played, 67-55. Auburn was able to walk out of their gym. That's right, first games were played at Central. This Auburn High girls team walked away with a double-digit win, which you'll never complain about. 0-for-2 at the line, but Garrett Griggs pulls down the offensive board. She's got it in the corner, tries to feed it to the top. Heavy pressure by Braley Winfrey and threw it away. It's in the hands of Winfrey. She carved the defense on the right side, gets into the lane, throws it up and fouled. I love the aggression from 20 and wide. Braley Winfrey didn't have the numbers, but she didn't care. Drew the foul, and she'll step up to the free throw line. Braley Winfrey, one of the three splash sisters on this Auburn High team, as head coach Courtney Pritchett calls him. Just 2 points so far in this first half, but a chance to make that more at the free throw line. It is Braley Winfrey, Anavia Nelms, Jordan Cobb, Brooke Coleman, and Daly Alsobrook, as Winfrey gets the friendly roll off the back iron and knocks down the first. 14 will sub out for Central, brings in Danica Todd, who wears 22 in black and red. For Central, we talked about Braley's free throw routine before. She steps all the way near the top of the three-point line and then steps in, does her routine, and shoots away. And it worked that time, 2-for-2. And Auburn leads 25-9 in a near steal by Braley Winfrey. Just never stops defensively does this Auburn High team. And with 1:30 to play in the second quarter, it's 25-9 Auburn. And just have this right scoreboard next to us cut off. You've got the digital score. As we look at it here at Auburn High Gymnasium, we're on the bottom of the blue and white A at center court. And the scores table, the official scores table, is across from us as Coach Brandt being pinged from his office. So the LED scoreboard to our left reads 25-9 with 1:30 to play in the second quarter. The traditional scoreboard on our right is currently blacked out. So we'll see if Coach Brandt can come in and get this thing settled. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's A-C-R-E Auburn.com. And tell you a little bit more about this matchup and why it's so important here tonight. Not only is this an area game, but not only is this the second matchup of the season, Auburn High School, the girls team, can walk out of here tonight with an Area 4 victory and an Area 4 championship. That's right. They can claim the area tonight, which means you will then host that small area tournament right here on this floor for Auburn High School. They're 3-0 so far. Are we in Area 4 play, beating Central, Smith Station, and Opelika? Here's the thing. If Central is able to make a comeback and win this, the area is still up for grabs. And if both teams were to win out from this point, it would force what's the best way to say this? The unwanted coin flip, the unwanted coin toss, a very unpopular coin toss. How about that? If Central's able to win and then both teams went out, that's what it would come down to. It's a coin flip, and we have seen that several times over the last handful of years. So that is what's at stake tonight, other than, of course, the rivalry between Auburn and Central. Looks like we got the scoreboard back up and running. 1:34 in the second quarter. Auburn leads Central as we're getting ready for the first half. Or the first half to come to a close, rather. And looks like we're about ready to go. And Coach Prant's got to walk back over and check on something. Again, not too sure exactly what the issue is here. In the next minute and 34 of action, be sure you stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Talk about this first half, preview the second half. Also talk a little bit about the boys' game as well between Auburn and Central. That one destined to be really, really good. Coming up in just a little bit. All that right here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. My counterpart, Christian Griffin, is currently on the air over for Lee Scott Academy. They are on the road in Glenwood, so they're in Phoenix City. And then our version of Phoenix City came to us. And so you can bounce back and forth if you'd like to on Tiger Country 104.5 and right here on 96.3. W. Lee, 1:30 is what the clock reads. I guess we lost 4 seconds. I think that was the correct time initially, was it not? Either way, that's what we have. 1:30, we're ready to play again. Central in the half court off the inbound. Lindsay in the lane. Looked to kick it out, didn't do so. Now she does to the corner. Hallman closing out the three, and her face won't go, and knocked out of bounds. Alsobrook tried to save it because it was off of her. Good play by Daly Alsobrook, and the Tigers are off and running with 1:15 to play in this first half. 25-9. Brooke Hallman gets the screen from Jordan Cobb. She'll get to the elbow. Work it into the corner. That's Anavia Nelm. Straight away three for Alsobrook. She'll take it off of one dribble. Can't get it to fall. Jordan Cobb pulls down the board. Out of bounds off of Central. And they're going to say it's off of Auburn High. They're going to say the rebound was off of Jordan Cobb. So we'll be moving right to left on your radio dial with 56.7 seconds to play in this second quarter. 25-9 is Auburn's lead over Central. Right to left on your radio dial is Jabriah Lindsay, who wears 12 in black for this Central team. She'll stand inside the circled blue and white A here on the campus of Auburn High School and Auburn High Gymnasium. You can hear the cheerleaders are here. The fans are here on all sides of this place. And Lindsay hasn't moved. She stood inside that circle for the last 20 seconds, and Auburn High has let her do it. Braylee Winfrey steps up now to force the 5 seconds. Got to dribble when the defender's on you. They do. They hand off to Griggs and back to Lindsay. Auburn's going to be just fine to let this first half play out just like this. Central trails 25-9. Tigers going to try and get a stop before it counts down. And here is Lindsay at the point. Pressure by Braylee Winfrey. Went for the steal, didn't get it. Lindsay, spin move in the lane. Goes through one, goes through two, and then hits Jordan Cobb. And a block foul is called on 11 and white. She crossed half court with a minute to play, counting down in the second quarter, and she's going to step to the free throw line with 13 seconds in the second quarter. It's one of the few things you didn't want to let happen if you were Auburn High, and Lindsay knocks down the first. She had three in the first quarter, three in the second quarter. Again, we told you she scores 24 points a game, according to the stats. For this Central team, she is this Central team on offense. So Anavia Nelms will sub out from that. Kalia Tolles will come in to run things for Auburn. Head coach Courtney Pritchett. Tigers do have 13 seconds after this free throw, make or miss. We'll be moving left to right. And a 15-point lead. Lindsay makes it 14. All right, here we go. 25-11, Auburn leads in the hands of Kalia Tolles. Central puts on a full-court press. Kalia's able to break it into the hands of Winfrey. Kalia Tolles goes flying. It's on this near side for Brooke Hallman. Hand off to Kalia. Nearly traveled, and she did. She traveled right at center court, tried to force it to Daly Alsobrook. She hesitated, drug that foot, and she turns it over on a traveling violation. 2.9 is what Central has moving right to left. The inbound near us. Lindsay throws it up at the buzzer. Almost banked it in, but it won't go. And Auburn will take a 25-11 lead into the locker room. They lead Central here at home with a chance to claim the area tonight at home out on the campus of Auburn High School. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next. Auburn leads Central 25-11. That's all here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School girls lead the Lady Red Devils of Central Phoenix City 25-11. Welcome in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, your East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 25-11, Auburn leads Central in the varsity girls game, one that got started off kind of rocky in all sorts, but it was Daly Alsobrook who got Auburn out to a big lead thanks to 9 first quarter points on 3 made threes. She ended the first half with 11 to lead all scores. We'll run you through Some of the points totals for Central and for Auburn is Jabriah Lindsey, who has 9 to start everything for Central. They scored just 11 in the first half alone. 9 from her, and Kandre Mebuge is the only other Red Devil to get a bucket for Central. They have 11 points in that first half. And for your Auburn High Tigers, mentioned Daly Alsobrook, 3 made threes. She was 3 for 3 in the first quarter, had a couple of attempts in the second quarter, couldn't knock them down, also got a layup to go in the lane to give her 11. You also have 4 from Brantley Winfrey. You've got 5 from Antoinette Morgan, thanks to an and-one bucket in the first quarter, another layup in the second quarter. Mentioned that Brantley Winfrey has 4. Anavia Nelms has 3. Jordan Cobb has 2. And other than Daly Alsobrook being the story of the first half with 11, another story is you're up by 14 points, and Brooke Hallman has yet to score, who you could argue is your hottest shooter, your hottest scorer night in and night out. You never know whether it's going to be 15, 20, or 23, 15 being Daly Alsobrook, 20 being Brantley Winfrey, or 23 being Brooke Hallman. But it's Daly Alsobrook who has stepped up in the first half. When the area is on the line, Daly has knocked down some big-time shots so far in the first half. And Auburn leads 25-11 as the teams are back out on the floor for second-half shoot-around. We'll come back, tell you what needs to happen in the second half for this Auburn High girls team. And if we have time, we'll preview the boys game in just a little bit as well. All that coming up when the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Back inside the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Your Auburn High Tigers lead the Central Red Devils 25-11 in the varsity girls game. Keys to the second half. Auburn's got to continue to play lockdown defense on that end of the floor. Not necessarily transition defense. There wasn't a ton of running in this first half, and if you're Central, you're probably thinking, well, we executed that part of our game plan. Don't turn the ball over, and don't let Auburn High get easy buckets in the transition game. But for Auburn, it's been their half-court defense. Man, Central's had nowhere to go. But give the Red Devils credit. They've taken this Auburn High offense out of sorts as well. For a team that can drop 60, 70, even 80 points at times, they dropped 67 the last time that was at Central Phoenix City. So So for Auburn in the second half, get it to your shooters. Get it to Daly Alsabrook. Get Brooke Coleman going a little bit and allow Braylee Winfrey to force those turnovers and get out and run. If you do that, you're not just going to win this game. You're going to win it by a lot, and you're going to secure the area tonight right here on your home floor. And be sure you stick around after the varsity girls game, because we're going to have the varsity boys between Auburn and Central, another top 10 matchup in the state of Alabama, where Central is the second-ranked team in the state. And Auburn is ranked 8. That was a game that Auburn just did not play well in last time at Central Phoenix City, and looking to respond. A couple of more players back on the team this time, and just looking to play better, cleaner basketball against Central. That'll be later on right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 25-11 is the lead for Auburn in the varsity girls game. We'll have the second half for you after this as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half action coming up between Auburn and Central right here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W. Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Southern Union State Community College.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Central in the varsity girls game. It's the Tigers leading the Red Devils here at home 25-11. After what was an exciting first half, we hope we can bring you an exciting second half as well here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Central now moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers of Auburn will be moving from right to left. It is Lindsay who has it on the left-hand side in front of her bench. Thought about the three. Spin move on Brooke Coleman. Floater from 8 feet won't go. And Antoinette Morgan fights for the rebound and then is fouled as she hits the board, or hits the floor, rather. Looks like it was 13 in black to hit the floor as well for Central. And we're going the other way. Tigers will work and get their first possession of the second half. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Daly Alsabrook, Brooke Coleman, Kalia Tolles, Braylee Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan are the five starting on the floor for Auburn and head coach Courtney Pritchett in this third quarter. Moving right to left, it's Daly Alsabrook. Has a three from the volleyball line. Can't connect. It was off the back iron. Skying for the board is Central. Braylee Winfrey was there to fight for it but couldn't do so. Scoreless still in this second half. 7:15 to play in the third. Auburn leads 25-11. Tried to bank in a three. Was from the left wing. Was Danica Todd. And then Kalia Tolles off the rebound was fouled. In transition, they're going to get Kandria Mebuge, who just knocked Kalia Tolles to the floor. And so 7:10 to play, less than a minute in to the third quarter, 25-11. And Central will bring in substitution as Danica Todd will sub out. 14 and black subs in again. Don't have her name, so apologies for that. Tigers wearing their home white, Central wearing the road blacks for the Lady Red Devils and the Lady Tigers. 25-11. We approach a minute in to the first quarter. It's Alsabrook off the right side. Good cut by Winfrey. She's stripped on the way up. Even better play by Lindsay. Here she comes now. Splits the defense. Throws up a wild layup. Won't go. And Antoinette Morgan is able to clear for the Tigers. Was a great cut by Winfrey. An even better play by Lindsay. But good recovery from the Tigers in transition. We're back on offense. 25-11. Kalia Tolles off the right side. We'll hand to Hallman. Still scoreless. Looking to change that right here. The finger roll layup won't go. Antoinette Morgan got the offensive board. Her shot was then blocked. It's Brooke Coleman who tries a baseline floater and hits it off the side of the backboard. Just can't get in a groove. It's 23 and white. And Daly Alsabrook with the chase down block, but a foul.
Foul number 15.
Chase down block, but a foul by Daly Alsabrook. Her third personal foul. It looks like Brooke Coleman's going to sub out on the free throw attempts. It will be Kandria Mebuge for this Central team, and she clanks the first. Oprah Coleman's okay, just off tonight. She was scoreless before she took that shot in the lower area earlier. Couldn't tell if it was quite the chest or the stomach or lower area. Whatever the case may be, she took a hard hit from 12 and black and just hasn't been the same since. She is visibly frustrated on the bench. So I hope she's okay. An 0-for-2 effort by Central at the line. It's 25-11. Auburn trying to avoid a 10-second call. They barely do, thanks to Daly Alsobrook getting the feed from Kalia Tones. Brantley Winfrey has it in the near corner. She'll get all the way to the bucket in. Can't bank it in. It hit off the backboard, off the back and front side of the rim and fell out. And here come the Red Devils. It's Griggs open in the corner. Can't fall. And Winfrey is able to get the tip drill rebound. Tigers lead 25-11. Still nobody has scored in this third quarter. Here comes Winfrey now. Works her way into the paint. Muscles her way to the rim. Can't get the bucket, but she'll head to the line. 25-11. We're over 2 minutes in to this third quarter, and nobody's hit a shot yet. Braylon Winfrey has a chance with two shooting fouls. And Brooke Coleman appears to be at the scorer's table, so she'll sub back in. Maybe just a talk is all she needed. I'm not sure, man. You just don't see Brooke Coleman getting these sort of slumps very often, as Winfrey, one of the best free throw shooters on this Auburn High team, she knocks down the first. Had four in that first half, did Braylee Winfrey. Antoinette Morgan will sub out as Anavia Nelms is in. How about this? If you go with Braylee Winfrey as a guard, it's a five-guard lineup for Auburn right now. Winfrey, Alsobrook, Hallman, as Winfrey knocks down the second free throw. It's Kalia Tolls and Anavia Nelm. So five guards are on the floor for Auburn High, and a timeout is called by Central. The pressure from Auburn got them. They want to talk about it. We'll take a timeout. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street, and it's just a 30 seconds. To tell you what, we'll keep it right here as they are basically walking back out on the floor. Appreciate Mountain High Outfitters for being our timeout sponsor here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 27-11. A field goal has yet to be made in this third quarter, but Auburn has seen their lead grow to 16 over the Central Red Devils. As Auburn's trying to defend home floor, trying to get an area game, an area tournament games inside this building, can get the area with the win tonight, thanks to being 3-0 so far in area play. Central 2-1. The lone loss was to this Auburn High team. And if my math is mathing correctly, Auburn can win this one. It wouldn't have to play Central again and would secure the area here tonight. Central with the basketball. They're moving left to right as we look at it. Bounce pass, full court press by Auburn gets them. And now it's Lindsay who's able to get through it. She goes coast to coast off the backboard with a soft touch by 12 in black. Her first bucket in the second half. Central's first bucket in the second half. The lead's cut back down to 14. Tigers working from the far side to the near side and feed into Braylee Winfrey. Pressure by Central. And then Winfrey turned it over, stepped on the sideline. The pressure by Central has been ramped up in this third quarter. It's 27-13. Auburn leads with 5:23 in the third. Tigers trying to pressure the inbound. They do. Central's able to get it in. They're in the half court now. On the near side, dribble baseline. Pressure by Kalia Tolls. Works into the lane on the handoff. The bucket, the foul.
Basket good by number 10 and 1.
As 10 in black works her way to the bucket. And they get Daly Alsobrook. Her second foul was misinformed a little bit earlier. Her second foul for Daly Alsobrook. So an and-one opportunity for Central. Daly Alsobrook subs out. Anavia Nelms will sub out. And we go from a five-guard set to a three-guard set as two bigs are in for Auburn. Jordan Cobb and Antoinette Morgan. Don't see these two two play together often, 11 and 24, but let's see how it goes. Off the missed and one free throw, Morgan is able to rip down the board. We approach 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Tigers lead 27-15. Kalia Tolls has it inside the circle of the blue and white Auburn High A, and she works it to the right side of the floor. Now she's on the free throw line, extended on the right side. Gets the screen by Jordan Cobb. She'll penetrate the lane baseline. Kick out to Brooke Coleman. Didn't have the airspace, didn't take it. Now it's Kalia Tolls who works it back up to the top. We're under five to play in the third. Tolls aggressive in the lane, throws up a layup, won't go, and pulled down by Central, and they're able to clear. They advance it now to Lindsay, and wide open underneath as 10 in black. All she had to do was look up, give Medvedev a great credit for running the floor. Head coach Courtney Pritchett calls timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 27-10, the lead has been reduced. Auburn is on top of Central. More third quarter action after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
What was a 14-point lead at the half for Auburn has been cut to 10 with 4:37 to play in the third quarter. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. People continuing to come into the gym here as the railings on each side. One side says Auburn, the other side says Tiger. The elevated railings here inside the gymnasium. One side is completely full, standing room only. Expect that to be the same result on the other side by the time the varsity boys games get started in about 30, 45 minutes. We're going to have that for you right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. So Auburn High basketball moving right to left. As the Tigers struggle to get it advanced, and they can't. Kalia Tolles trying to go from the near side to the far side as Lindsay hits the floor on the steal. She slid about 8 feet and didn't get called for the travel. We play on. It's Central basketball. Lindsay dribble baseline and an offensive foul. They're going to call an offensive foul on Jabriah Lindsay. Looks like she used that arm to shove off, and it'll be Auburn High basketball as I missed it. Daly Alsobrook went skidding on her back nearly into the wall back behind the basket, which is a good 8 to 10 feet. 4:17 in the third quarter. The full court press by this Central team. It's forced a couple of turnovers for Auburn. It's Hallman now. Gets it to Cobb, who stands at center court, and they get it to the point guard, Kalia Tolles. Approaching 4 minutes to play, Tolles will dribble with the left hand. Had it poked into the backcourt. Heavy pressure now by Madison Fuller. Kalia gets to the right side of the floor, and it is a near turnover for Auburn as bodies go flying, and then a jump ball force. No, they're going to play on. Kalia Tolles just got thrown to the floor. All sorts of pressure by this Central team. It was Madison Fuller and Jabriah Lindsay who put all sorts of pressure on the ball handler, Kalia Tolles. She wanted to foul, didn't get it, and Central forces a turnover. Officials letting them play here in this third quarter. Central to inbound in front of the Auburn High bench on the far side of the floor. They throw a bounce pass to midcourt. They find it all alone. Tennant Black again. Auburn's putting too much pressure on the inbounder, and Tennant Black is standing underneath the basket. That's back-to-back buckets for her. She's got six in the corner alone, and Central is back within eight. Winfrey spinning the lane. Wild shot won't go. A lot of contact. No call. We play on. And the Red Devils push. Two on one. Now a three on one. Tennant Black is there again off the feed from Lindsay. That is 8 points from Abugier. I believe that's the pronunciation I got. And it's down to six, Auburn's lead, which was 14 at the half. Kalia Tolles will penetrate into the lane. She'll get to the corner now and throw it away. Threw it away. It's a one on nothing for Central. Hallman gets back and blocks the shot, but a foul call from the official who was running behind the play. Brooke Hallman, good effort to get back, made the block, a late foul call, and Central has cut it within six. They can make it four. And all the momentum is with the road team, and their fans have showed up so far in this girls' game. They're making all sorts of noise, and rightfully so. They have dominated this third quarter as Auburn's lead is 27-21. And the first free throw is off the right side of the rim for Madison Fuller. My goodness, give credit to Tennant Black. She just knows where to be. Her IQ is really, really high. She's about three passes ahead for this Central Red Devils team. And it's led to several baskets in this third quarter. 0 for 2 trip, but Lindsay tracks down the board for Central. Spin move off the backboard, and Auburn got lucky that she wasn't able to find that one. Brooke Hallman sends it ahead for Daly Alsobrook. Tigers lead 27-21. Hallman, we need it. couldn't bank it in. And a rebound attempt. Three bodies are on the floor. Two Red Devils and an Auburn High Tigers, Antoinette Morgan. The possession arrow on the jump ball stays with Auburn High. And Brooke Hallman has yet to make a basket for this Auburn High team. She was as wide open as you're going to get. Shooting in the driveway was 23 and White. Just couldn't knock it down. Daly also brought to inbound left side underneath. Trying to get it to Winfrey. Can't do so. Cross court into the corner for Brooke Coleman. Jump save and knocked away. Antoinette Morgan comes up with it. Spins on the low block. Throws it off the backboard. No, but she was bumped. And this is where Auburn High, you got to get to this spot here more on the free throw line. This team, one of the best I've seen in girls basketball this year. And knocking down free throws. And if you can't get field goals to go, get something to go and do it right there at the charity stripe. Antoinette Morgan does so on the first. She had five in the first half. That's her first point in the second half. The Central's going to have a sub. Madison Fuller will step in. As it appears, maybe Gabrielle Walker. Yes, it was. Who subs out? 28-21. Morgan makes it 29-21. How about that? The center for the Tigers steps up. It goes 2 for 2 at the line. Back up to an 8-point lead for Auburn with 2:40 to play in the third quarter of the varsity girls game. Left to right we go. It is Central, and it's Jabriah Lindsay, 12 in black. Bounce pass to Griggs. Auburn left her open, and she couldn't knock it down. You cannot leave her open. That's the only thing she'll do is shoot threes, and Auburn just left her there to get it done. And Central steals it off the rebound attempt and a travel. Auburn had the rebound, just sloppy advancement of the basketball, and Central was putting so much pressure on us right now, but they traveled off the steal. Auburn High inbounds. It's also Brooke to Daly, Braylee Winfrey. They work it to the near side of the floor. Auburn just so close to 10-second calls. Now she'll take the three on the right side and missed everything. Just off the bottom of the backboard on the far side. Lindsay goes coast to coast, up with the right hand, good. You got to stop the basketball, and Auburn's not doing that. Central's pressure has taken us all out of sorts. It's down to a 6-point game again. Hallman tries to throw it to half court into the hands of Central. Antoinette Morgan dives on the floor, and then a 10-second call. Brooke Hallman threw it into the hands of Central that was deflected, and Antoinette Morgan made a heck of a play to get on top of it, but a 10-second call was made, and Auburn turns it over, leading by 6 with 1:55 in the third quarter. This is very reminiscent of the second half we played at Central just a few weeks ago, where we had a big lead at half and sloppy play in the second half. Got to get it cleaned up here. It's Griggs straight away. She dribbles and almost traveled. Yes, she did. They called the travel on Griggs, who was indecisive with the basketball, and she turns it over with 1:44 to play in the third quarter. Auburn leads 29-23. Hallman advances off the inbound, and Avia Nelms goes clearly to the baseline on the layup attempt. Nobody was around her, and then closing in, did they get her? Trying to see if they caught it on 14 or 12. Appears they caught it on 14 for Central. So that puts Anavia Nelms at the free throw line. A late arriving defender knocked her to the floor, caused her to miss the shot, but does put her at the charity stripe. 29-23. Auburn leads with 1:40 to play. Nelms knocks down the first. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W. Lee.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Nelms goes 1 for 2 at the free throw line, and Lindsay for Central brings it up the floor, kicks it to the corner, and they knock down a three. It was 10 in black again. She's got 11 in the third quarter, and Auburn's lead has been cut to 4, the lowest it's been since the first quarter. 30-26, Auburn leads Central, 1:15 to play. Moving right to left on your radio dial, Winfrey the floater from 4 feet, not that time, and rebound is caught by Anavia Nelms. Her putback attempt won't go. Fight for the board. Nelms hits the floor. We play on. Here comes Central as they dribble it off the feet of a Red Devil, out of bounds and turned over. It's Auburn High School basketball. 30-26 is the lead. Officials discuss it. No way. Oh, my gosh. They changed the call. They changed the call after the fans got upset behind us, and they discussed it. And now they're saying it's Central basketball. 1:04 to play, counting down. It's Central basketball in this third quarter. 30-26. And Central's going to stand with it. They're going to stand with the basketball. With Jabriah Lindsay, she stands right here near us. Could almost reach out and touch them. They're so close, standing to the sideline. Auburn now puts pressure. It is Lindsay at the point, and an offensive foul. A moving screen on 14 in black. Maybe a little makeup call for the Tigers, and we're going the other way. 44 seconds to play. Auburn leads 30-26 in the third quarter, so be sure you stick around. We got a whole another 8 minutes coming up for you. I'm Jacob Goetz with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. This one's got to come down to the wire, folks. Auburn and Central. Girls are playing right now. Boys are set to play in just a little bit. Holman fires a three on hesitation, and she left it short. But Anavia Nelms is able to get the offensive board. Praylee Winfrey goes in out of control, way too strong, and pulled down by Garrett Griggs. Auburn's got a sea of arms in front of her. She traveled on the baseline. Yes, she did. She traveled on the baseline. The official called it. It stays right here with Auburn High School. 30-26, Auburn leads with 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. It'll be Tiger basketball. Brooke Coleman to inbound left side baseline. Looking for somebody, throws it to half court, nearly half court. It's Anavia Nelms who goes up to grab it. She's got it on the right side with 15 seconds into the hands of Daly Alsobrook now with 14. It's Braylee Winfrey at the front with 12. She'll find it to Brooke Coleman on the near side of the floor with 10. She'll surge into the lane with 8. Spin move, floater with 7. Yes! Brooke Coleman needed it desperately, and her first bucket of the game is a big one. Auburn's lead is up to 6. The half-court heave at the buzzer's no good, and the fourth quarter is set to be a good one. Auburn leads 32-26. Don't you dare turn that radio dial. The finale, the finish, coming up after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trent from Jeffco Trent Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trent Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trent Funeral Home and Crematory.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Three quarters down and one to go as Auburn leads Central 32-26. Tigers over the Red Devils with 8 minutes to play in the varsity girls game. Central's got the basketball to start the quarter, moving left to right on your radio dial. Tigers will be moving right to left when they get it back. It's on the left side of the floor. Now they bounce pass into Lindsay, runs into Antoinette Morgan, and then a bump foul on the floor. Shot does not go. Shot does not count. It'll be a foul on the floor by Antoinette Morgan. 5 on the floor for Auburn to start this fourth quarter. Are the starters for the game. Kalia Tolles, Brooke Coleman, Daly Alsobrook, Braylee Winfrey, and Antoinette Morgan. The inbound, the three off the inbound for Lindsay won't go, but a long board pulled down by Majesty James. She'll float it up from 8 feet, won't fall. The offensive board, and the putback is there. It's Mabuget again, had 11 in the third quarter, just the 2 in the first quarter. She has been all the offense for this Central team as Brooke Coleman nearly turned it over. Off the deflection, Antoinette Morgan couldn't get the free throw to fall, and the Tigers turn it over. Here comes Central, wide open again. It's another layup by 10 in black, and the lead, which was 14 at the half for Auburn, has been cut to 2. We're less than a minute in to the fourth quarter. Alsobrook to respond with a 3. She airballed it. The defender may have got a finger on it, and then Antoinette Morgan on the rebound attempt stepped out of bounds. It was all Auburn in the first half. It's been all Central in the second half, and this crowd behind me is ready to erupt here on the road. On the campus of Auburn High School, 32-30, Auburn leads in the varsity girls game. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. Full court press is broken by Central. Griggs shuffled her feet, takes the three short, and Winfrey tracks it down. Big miss by Central, and Auburn dodges another bullet. I don't believe Central was led in this game all night long. Auburn scored the first bucket and hasn't looked back. And noise is being made now. Auburn works the offense on the right side. Winfrey pull up from the free throw line. Betts. Big time shot by 20 and White. Braley Winfrey, the lead's back up to four. Lindsay now penetrates the lane, goes around one, around two, can't connect on the layup, and also Brooke is able to pull it down for Auburn. 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Ahead now for Braley Winfrey. They find also Brooke, left wing three. She wants it. She can't get it. It's off the back iron and ripped down by Griggs. 34-30 is Auburn's lead. Back and forth we go with 6:06 to play. And it appears we may have an injured Red Devil slow to get back up and get back down the floor. Was Tennant Black, who's been the player tonight for Central. So she'll take a seat. Hope she's okay. Central will get a sub in. They'll bring in Madison Fuller. Our apologies. She'll be the inbounder. Hands off to Jabriah Lindsay. It is 12-10. Those are the ones you need to know for Central. We're under six to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 34-30. Central's got it. Moving left to right as we look at it here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. On the right side of the floor, the entry pass was tipped. Auburn steals it away. It was tipped by Winfrey and stolen by Tolles. It'll be Kalia to bring it across the Auburn High A. She's got it now on the right side of the floor. On the free throw line extended, she'll get it to the top of the key. Now she dribbles to the left side. Daly Alsobrook, open corner three. No. And Winfrey's there to pull down the board. The reverse layup is good. Braley Winfrey gets the reverse to go. A little kiss off the back iron. Tigers back up by six. Holman got crossed up. It's Lindsay coast to coast. Left the layup short. Auburn cannot let her get to the bucket like that, and she left it short. Here come the Tigers. It's Kalia Tolles. Penetrates the lane. Gets it to Daly Alsobrook. Step back three. No, and off the top of the backboard and out of bounds. Daly Alsobrook was hot as fire in the first half, had 9 in the first quarter, 11 in the half, and has yet to hit one in this second half. Timeout called. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 36-30, Auburn leads Central. We're back for the fourth quarter, the remaining of the fourth quarter after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
5:03 to play in the fourth quarter for the Auburn High School girls. They lead Central 36-30. My goodness, a tale of two halves in this ballgame. Auburn led 25-11 at the half. And since then, 36-30 is our score as we stand. And just want to remind everybody, this is Auburn High's third game this week. We played at Opelika on Monday, back here against Benjamin Russell Tuesday, and now Central on this Friday night for area play. So some tired girls out there for this Auburn High team, but no excuses in area play. And I know they don't have any and won't try to use any, just to keep that in mind as they lead by six with under five to play in the fourth quarter. It's Jabriah Lindsay, who stands straight away 35 feet from the basket. Lazy pass to the near side, gets into the hands of Madison Fuller. They'll work it to the far corner for Lindsay. She's cut off by Daly Alsobrook. Cross-court pass for Griggs, slowly and then broken up by Braley Winfrey. Into the hands for Central of Majesty James. Tries to dump it inside for Lindsay. Guarded by Cobb. Kicked out for Griggs. Open three for the Devils. Yep. Garrett Griggs knocks out her first bucket of the ball game. I told you that's all she does is shoot. She finally got one to go, and Tigers' lead is cut to three. It's been as little as two in the second half. Kalia Tolles goes coast to coast and puts it in. Kalia Tolles said, "I'll do it myself," and lays it in, gets the bump. She's got a chance at one more. Does one in white. Great take by Kalia Tolles, the point guard for this Auburn High team, the senior point guard, trying to get an area secured here at home. 38-30 is Auburn's lead with 4:15 to play in this fourth quarter. And a little delay as we got a shoe being tied by Madison Fuller. And now Kalia Tolles will step up. The righty can't get it to fall. Too strong. and fights for her own rebound. Jump ball is forced. Bodies go hit the floor. Kalia Tolles is hot. Kalia is hot, and so is Madison Fuller. My goodness, the emotions are high. That was a body slam as both three in black and one in white went tumbling and hit the floor. Kalia Tolles had to be pulled out of the play. Oh, my goodness, that could have been scary. She had to be pulled away from almost starting a fight here on the campus of Auburn High. Head coaches are going to have to be brought together by the main official. That's a bad play by Kalia as her head coach points at her and says, use your head, use your head. Emotions are high in this game. You understand it completely, but my goodness. First of all, I'm glad that both players are okay. But it was Kalia Tolles and Madison Fuller who were fighting for the rebound. And almost WWE style just got slammed to the floor. And then both players were understandably hot. And trying to see what the call is going to be. Again, the scoring table is on the opposite side of the floor. And so we're going to see what the call is. I'm not exactly sure. Kalia Tolles missed the free throw. She will sub out. I don't know what the call was. Is it just a play on, just a regular foul on Kalia? Looks like it might be. They allow both coaches to talk about it. And so we'll see what the call was. All right, I tried to get an explanation, but I couldn't get one. 38-33, 4:05 to play. And Lindsay looks to take a three, and she buried it from WNBA range. Lindsay, her first bucket in the fourth quarter, and the lead's back down to two. Winfrey's got it on the near side. Central puts on a full-court press. They find Jordan Cobb and into the hands of Brooke Hallman. We're under four to play in the fourth quarter. Hallman crossover at the top. She's double-teamed. Now she's single-teamed at the top. Works it to Daly Alsobrooks. Screen for her at the point. Crossover dribble. Nowhere to go. Cut off and into the hands of Anavia Nelms. Newly in the game for Kalia Tolles. She gets into the lane. And on the floor, a foul was called. Central is all over this Auburn High team. Anavia Nelms lost the basketball, but we got the benefit of a reach-in foul. It appears to be just the second or third foul on Central. That's the third foul on Central in this quarter. Reminder, in high school basketball, the fifth foul per quarter is when another team goes into the bonus. So keep that in mind with 3:34 to play. Kalia Tolles is back in the game. After picking up the personal foul, she is back in the game as Anavia Nelms takes a seat. Got to put your ball handler back in the game. And put the emotions in your pocket for now. 3.5 to play. Winfrey at the free throw line. Hands it off for Alsobrook. Pump fake three. Gets to the lane. Pull up from the elbow. Too strong. And Lindsay pulls it down. Jordan Cobb picks herself off the floor. It's 5-on-4 for Central. Into the lane. A travel. No call. Lindsay puts it off the backboard. No good. Bumps into Daly. Alsobrook. No call. Two misses from Lindsay. Winfrey hits the floor on the rebound. And a foul should be called on 12 in black. And it is. Physical play between Auburn and Central with 3:09 in the fourth quarter. Emotions are sky high right now in this gym. There's almost not an empty seat on either side of the floor. Tigers moving right to left. The full court press put on again by the Central Red Devil team. They've done it the entire second half. Alsobrook, outlet pass to Kalia Tolles. Gets in the lane. Floater with the right hand is good. Kalia Tolles has all four of her points in this fourth quarter. And Auburn is back up by four with 2:50 to play in the ballgame. It's to Briah Lindsay. She's got it at the point. They'll hand it off to the left side and back to Lindsay into the lane with momentum and a travel. They called a travel on Jabriah Lindsay. She got a running start on the catch, and they caught her on the extra step. Great call by the far official on the floor, and we're going to have a couple of subs come in for this Central team. It'll be Majesty James to sit down. 14 in black is in for Central Phoenix City. 2:40 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 40-36. Auburn leads Central in the varsity girls game. Auburn's beaten this Central team once. It was 67-55 on the road in Phoenix City just a few weeks ago. The area is up for grabs. Auburn can secure it with a win here tonight. Alsobrook, the feed inside, was knocked out of bounds by Jabriah Lindsay. These two teams, these two schools are not fans of each other. I feel like the heat in this game and these games are just more than any of the others between Auburn and Central. And how many times when you get down to the Final Four, Elite Eight, or even the championship games, is it Auburn and Central on any sport, on any sort of field? It is these two squads. Here's Winfrey now, straight away, gets to the semicircle, works away to the lane, and was fouled. Trying to get up a shot. Are they going to call it in the act of shooting? She was wrapped up on that right side, and it is an active shooting foul. It will be Braylee Winfrey who will step up the junior guard to try and extend a four-point lead for Auburn. 40-36 is Auburn's lead. The five Tigers on the floor. Braylee Winfrey at the line. Jordan Kopp, Kalia Tolles are your rebounders. And the dynamic duo of Alsobrook and Hallman are in the backcourt. Antoinette Morgan steps up to the scorer's table. As I say that, Winfrey knocks down the first. Cobb will sit down. Morgan will step in as the other rebounder with Kalia Tolles. Braylee Winfrey had four in the first half. She's got seven so far in the second half. Make it eight. 12 points for Braylee Winfrey. She's taken over as the Tigers' leading scorer as we approach 2 minutes to play. Lindsay off the screen on the left side, picked up by Brooke Coleman, kicked to the corner, a three, too strong, and pulled down by Kalia Tolles. She pushes ahead now across half court, doesn't have numbers. She's got to know it, and she was fouled. Bumped from behind was Kalia Tolles, and you got to understand you don't have the numbers and you don't need a quick bucket there. Time is really not your friend, I guess. You're trying to get rid of it if you're Auburn with 1:54 to play. Kalia Tolles does earn her way to the free throw line. That was the fifth foul on Central. It'll be a two shots for Kalia Tolles at the stripe. And rattles in and out. If Central wins this game, they stay alive in the area and eventually could force a coin flip if both teams were to win out after this game. That is not where you want to be if you're head coach Courtney Pritchett and this Auburn High girls team. Kalia Tolles knocks down the second, goes one for two. She's got five in the fourth quarter. All five of her points have been in this fourth and final 8 minutes. 1:54 to play. Auburn leads 43-36. The lead was 14 at the half. It's been cut down to two. Or as little as two in this second half. It's back up 43-36. Now here is Lindsay. Spins in the lane on Brooke Coleman. Throws up a floater off the window and puts it in. What a shot by Jabriah Lindsay. Just got to shake your head and move on if you're Auburn on that one. Up to five now is the leader. Down to five, I should say. Also, Brooke has it on the right side. Tigers going to try and milk some clock here. 1:30 to play. It's Kalia Tolles straight away. She's guarded by Fuller. Has to dribble, and she does. She's got it on the right-hand side. It's on the free throw line extended. Braylee Winfrey straight away. Back to Kalia Tolles in the corner. They work it down to Morgan. It was tipped away by Central. Out of bounds on the Red Devil. Stays with Auburn High. 43-38, 1:17 is what the clock reads in this fourth quarter. It's set up for a fantastic finish here on 96.3 W. Lee, the home of the Auburn High Sports Network for varsity basketball, baseball, and baseball for Auburn High School. Daly Alsobrook's got it off the inbound. Hallman wants the three, airballed it. Daly Alsobrook was there to get the board. The layup attempt after that was no good, and Central is get theirs for the rebound, but Auburn is able to steal it. Hallman's there off the feed from Daly Alsobrook. It's been a tough night for Brooke Hallman, but she gets her fourth points there, and Auburn is back up 45-38. We're under a minute to play. Central's got it in the half court. They're moving left to right on your radio dial. Driven around is Kalia Moore, and then a foul in the lane. Finally got it into the hands of Jabriah Lindsay, who made something out of nothing, and that's just the third foul on Auburn High, so the Devils will have to inbound left side underneath. Garrett Griggs to do so, the trigger woman. She gets it to the left side. Now it's in the hands of Moore, pressured by Kalia Tolles. 40 seconds to play. Central's got to get a shot. If they do, it's Moore. Couldn't bank in the three. And Daly Alsobrook was right there to pull it down. She gets ahead into the half court to avoid the 10-second. And now it's in the hands of your point guard. Kalia Tolles gets in the lane, goes for a bucket, had it stripped out of bounds, stays with Central. Head coach Courtney Pritchett using the hand signal, the two-hand down towards the floor, saying, slow down. You don't need the bucket if you're Auburn High. You're up by seven with 27 seconds to play. Make Central defend you. As Braylee Winfrey gets it to Kalia Tolles, that's exactly what they're going to do. On the left-hand side, and then a foul underneath. Away from the basketball as Braylee Winfrey went flying into the Auburn High student section down to our left. Appeared to be Jabriah Lindsay fighting for position over there. That will put Braylee Winfrey, who I would argue may just be the best free throw shooter on this Auburn High team, at the charity stripe. Be sure to stick with us after this. If Auburn High pulls out this win, we'll try to get a girl on the broadcast. Talk about what we hope is a big win as Winfrey knocks down the first. And then we'll get you straight into a quick pregame show for the Auburn High boys as they're set to take on Central in another top 10 matchup here in the state of Alabama. Work to do, though, right here. Winfrey goes 2-for-2. Big-time stuff from Bradley Winfrey. 8 points in the fourth quarter alone. Auburn's lead is back up to 9, and Central running out of time. They're in desperation mode. It's Lindsey now. Kicks to Grids. Wants a 3 straight away off the right side of the rim, and Winfrey's there to track down the board. She gets it into the hands of her point guard. They advance it across to half court, and the Tigers lead with 8 seconds to play. Central's going to let it play out, and Auburn is going to beat Central on their home floor. 47-30. Tigers defend home court. They go 2-0 against the Red Devils, and the area goes to Auburn High School. 47-38, final score. The Tigers are 4-0 in area play. They take down Central for the second time this year. 47-38, final score. Stick around. We'll have a quick post-game show, try to get a player on. All that coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome, and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
The Lady Tigers of Auburn are winners over the Central Red Devils, 47-38. It was a hard-fought win, man. This Tigers team was up by 14 at the half. It got down to as little as 2. Give Central a ton of credit, but the Tigers pull it out, 47-38. Some of the final numbers for you for this Auburn High School girls team. Bradley Winfrey led all scorers on this Auburn team with 14. Daly also brought Cat 11. All of those coming in that first half, but my goodness, they were big to get this Auburn team to a hot start. If you didn't have the lead you did, you may not have gotten the win that you did. Also had 7 from Antoinette Morgan, 5 from Kalia Tolls. You had 4 from Brooke Coleman and Anavia Nelms, and Jordan Cobb with 2 big points in that first half as well. And the Tigers win 47-38. Auburn is now 21-5 overall. They're 4-0 in area play. Central falls to 16-5 overall this season, 2-2 in area play. And a top 10 matchup that delivered. We're 1-for-1. Can we go 2-for-2? The Auburn High boys and Central are on the floor right now. We're going to try and get Bradley Winfrey on the broadcast coming up in just a few minutes. When we do, we'll talk to her, plus talk about this Auburn High boys game coming up that sets a tip-off in just under 7 minutes right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.